Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
2023 was a really busy year for us, which was great because you guys know we love being busy, but we also spent a ton of money too. No, we weren't overspending at Tiffany's or blowing our budget on facials at Burke Williams. Instead, we were spending in the best possible way by investing in our future. You see, in 2023, we actually spent $77 million. That's right, $77 million in multifamily apartment acquisitions and another $17 million investing in a build-to-rent, aka ground-up developments of 118 single-family townhomes in a community that is probably going to end up value around $60 to $70 million or more in upcoming years. If you do the math, that brings us in line with around $94 million in acquisitions and investments in just that year. So how do we decide where and how to spend the cash? Well, you better believe it's not just spending on the whim. It's actually very thoughtful and strategic, which brings us to our playbook.
If you stick around, we're going to share that playbook with you so that you can learn, grow, adapt, evolve, and reflect just like we have.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Did you notice we mentioned reflection? We want to pause here and remind that reflecting doesn't just mean on the good stuff. In fact, reflecting on areas of improvement is what makes us better as individuals, sisters, investors, and it will make you better too.
You see, looking back, we never imagined that one day we would control asset worth over $300 million. And it's not like we have been doing this for 30 plus years either. In just a little over 5 years, we have learned that there is a power in selectivity over volume.
2023 wasn't a perfect year, which caused us to pause and think of how we can choose our assets even more wisely.
Back in the early days, we thought success was just in numbers, which makes sense if you have ever taken any business class or drafted KPIs. But what we have learned is that when it comes to asset, we will take quality over quantity any day.
This strategic mindset has helped us hone in our own vision, becoming even more strategic and turn down deals that just doesn't align with that vision, even if they promise to be lucrative.
And now that 2024 is upon us, we are aiming for expansive growth that challenges us, allow us to focus and align with the big dogs.
We want to remind you that there's nothing wrong with learning from others and even taking moves from their playbook to stretch your goals. If there was, people like Bob Iger wouldn't be able to write books that are titled like The Ride of the Lifetime.
So for us, our playbook is based on five pretty simple pillars, which we're going to take a look at one by one.
First up, we're here to make an impact. This might sound like a mission statement or a vision statement for any corporation, but what we mean is that we want our positive change to embed love and purpose into the very fabric of our operations.
We do this in a number of ways, like our 100-year legacy newsletter and other initiatives that equip others to build wealth while also building a heritage of knowledge and wisdom that is long-lasting and meaningful. It's about creating a community where each and every member feels empowered to contribute to greater goods that benefits generations to come.
Second, we strive for never-ending growth. You see, growth is actually multidimensional. It's about things like personal development, community expansion, and continuous pursuit of excellence. To us, this means that we are committed to not only grow our assets, but also enhance our capabilities and reach. By championing a culture of lifelong learning, we embrace challenge as avenues for personal advancement and success as a springboard to even greater accomplishments.
Third, Trust is everything. You know how they say you can't have a relationship without trust? Well, the same is true in real estate, and transparency and honesty are the building blocks.
Even in the midst of uncertainty that swept through the multifamily sector in 2023, we stood firm in our commitment to open communication with our partners and stakeholders.
We firmly believe that trust is cultivated through unwavering integrity and consistent action. By openly addressing challenge, if there's any, and sharing our strategies for overcoming them, we reinforce our relationship, laying down a foundations of mutual respect and understanding.
It is this bond of trust that empowers us to navigate uncertainty hand in hand, emerging stronger and more resilient together.
Fourth, we aren't for everyone. We know we can't believe it either. But in all seriousness, even though our energy and optimism are contagious, we totally get that we aren't for everyone. We're looking for like-minded individuals who share our enthusiasm for life and visions for the future, and who also understand that financial freedom doesn't mean sacrificing quality of life.
Our community that we talked about earlier is for doers and dreamers who see the value of a balanced approach to a fulfilled life. We get it. We aren't everyone's cup of tea, or boba for that matter, because if it was for everyone, everyone would be doing it. So by being selective, we have a unique advantage of making sure that our community aligns with our attitude, focus, vision, because we know that together we can do great things.
This is a perfect segue to number five, which is we got your back. We talk about trust and our tight community. And now that you're in it, we want to reassure you that we are fully committed to adding values to the lives we touch.
This might be through investments, to the content we create, educational resources we share, or even community initiatives. But whatever it is, you better believe that we are here to support you and your journey to success. We only recommend opportunities that we believe in wholeheartedly and that align with our vision and goals, and that we feel confident will help you thrive.
At the end of the day, we are about more than just real estate. We believe in creating a legacy of impact, growth, trust, community, and support, which means that we aren't just investing in properties. We're investing in lives by creating a community where you can leave a lasting legacy. So if we haven't said it to you before, welcome.
Before we wrap up today, we want to talk briefly about our investment thesis. If you've been around with us for a while, you know that it's grown and evolved with us, and it might not be the same as what you had remembered in the past. You see, we've said goodbye to C-class properties and shifted our focus to A-class assets, where we've seen a good track record of success. No matter what economic conditions, these quality assets are super resilient, which is exactly what we wish for our future.
But it's not just about investment. Part of our investment thesis involves the people behind the deals. So proper partner selections and property managements are essential to our success. In our experience, we have found that the right people play such a key role in maintaining success in what can be complex and challenging real estate environment.
It's safe to say that as we progress further into 2024, that our ambition to date have been too modest. This year, we're going to dream bigger, think broader, achieve more, knowing that we have the best team behind us and remain true to our core values, impact, growth, trust, exclusivity, and support. We hope you join us to see what else 2024 brings. We can't wait to find out.
Now that you got our $94 million real estate playbook, tune into this episode to learn how to get so rich using other people's money.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.